Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for standing by. During the company's presentation, all participants in the teleconference will be in a listen-only mode. Next, we will start the question-and-answer session when further instructions will be given. If you should require assistance during the call, please dial the star key followed by zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. I would now like to turn the conference over to Juliana Kalil, Investor Relations Coordinator at Indústrias Home. Please go ahead.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for participating in Home's conference call to discuss 2013 second quarter earnings results. This event is simultaneously being webcast via internet and is available on the website www.romi.com in the Investor Relations section. Before proceeding, I would like to clarify that this conference call is being held exclusively for financial analysts and investors, and that the forward-looking statements are being made under the safe harbor of the Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Actual performance could differ materially from that anticipated in any forward-looking comments as a result of macroeconomic conditions, market risks, and other factors. With us today are Livaldo Aguiar dos Santos, Chief Executive Officer, Luiz Cassiano Rosolém, Chief Financial Officer, and Fabio Tayar, Administrative and Investor Relations Officers of Indústrias Home. Initially, Livaldo will comment on the company's 2013 second quarter earnings results. Afterwards, the executives will be available for a question and answer session. It is now my pleasure to turn the call over to Livaldo. Please go ahead.
Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you again for participating in our conference call to discuss in this opportunity the results presented by Indústrias Home for the second quarter of 2013. My intention is to present at first our view on the results and then make a short note on the voluntary liquidation of Home Italy. Once more, I must initiate this conference call by mentioning past others, in particular the one that reported the results of the second quarter 2012. Back then, we reported what we assumed to be the end of the company's restructuring process, shaping the company to what we considered to be the new market reality to Home products. Also, from that moment, we focused all the management effort on bringing back the company profitability with less emphasis on the revenue growth. In the following quarters, we were able to gradually improve the results with the return of net income on the continuity operation in this second quarter of 2013. Cash generation has also been an advance. Quarter after quarter, as we have been reducing the net debt, we have good expectation for the second half of 2013, when BMW shall enhance the delivery of machining accounted on its backlog within the cyclicality of the business that we have mentioned in other conference calls. We'd like to highlight also the order entry and the order backlog that continues to offer us good outlooks for the coming quarters, when we still focus more on profitability and less on revenue growth. The conservative look that we assumed from 2012 has proven to be correct. For the short term, we expect no improvement in the scenario, so we might continue with this in the coming quarters. About Home Italia, the liquidation process is ongoing. Negotiation with the employees' union are being held. However, they are very complex and require some time to be permanently closed. We are expecting that this might occur in the short term. In this presentation, Fabio will make consideration about the financial statements of this discontinued operation. I now turn the call over to Fabio, and I will return to the Q&A session. Please, Fabio, continue.
Good morning, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Before we move on the charts, I would like to emphasize that due to the decision taken in April about the liquidation of the subsidiary, our Italian subsidiary, Rumi Italy. We are now disclosing or presenting all the numbers separately between continued and discontinued operations. So all the results related to the subsidiary in Italy that's being discontinued are being presented in a separate line called discontinued operations. So all the figures we'll talk about in this presentation are mainly related to the discontinued operation, to the continued operations. Otherwise, I will tell you if not. In the chart number 3, we highlighted that our revenues, net operating revenues, reached the 151.4 million in this quarter, 45% higher than second quarter 2012. But I would like to compare this semester due to the revenues of BW that do not have a defined seasonality. So if we compare the first half of 2013 to the first half of 2012, revenues grew 17.4% in all business units. And now, then we will talk later on that it helped us to increase also our margins. What's important is in the gross margin in the second quarter 2013 was 28%, much higher than the second quarter 2012 and better than the previous quarter, the first quarter 2013. It's mainly due to the weaker real and also to the several operational measures we are taking to reduce costs and then reach better margins. Talking about the EBITDA this quarter was 11.7 million. For the fourth consecutive quarter, it was positive, showing the recovery quarter over quarter announced since third quarter 2012, after we conclude the restructuring in the second quarter 2012. This quarter we had net profit of 5.1 million. Our last net profit was in the third quarter 2011. So since 2011 we had no profit since then. Our net cash, net debt position improved by 16.3 million, what shows that the company is not only generating EBITDA, but also generated cash. Order entry increased when compared to the second quarter 2012 by 19.2%, mainly in the machinery businesses, and 67.5% compared to the first quarter 2013. However, in the second quarter, the main trade shows happened, so usually the second quarter, when compared to the first quarter 2013, is much higher. Every year. Order backlog was by the end of this quarter 330 million. It was a quite solid backlog that will be invoiced in the following quarters. Moving to the chart number 4, here is the conjunctural indicators. We have the GDP, industrial GDP, and real fixed capital formation. What we see here is that the gross fixed capital formation was 3% higher when you compare the first quarter 2013 to the first quarter 2012. But the first quarter 2012 was a low base, so it means that there was a growth. However, in a moderate aspect that it's aligned to what we expect to 2013. The chart number 5 is the capacity utilization. We see the general industry capacity utilization is 82.2%. It's between, in the last quarter, it's between 80.5 and 82.2. What shows that it's quite flat, quite stable. That does not show a huge increase that would be a sign that a new investment cycle would be in the near future. In the chart number 6, this is the Entrepreneur Confidence Index. What we see is that the entrepreneur still has a limited visibility of the future behavior of the economy, so it's not willing to make significant investments due to volatility of the domestic economy. The chart number 7, that's the net revenue distribution by business unit. What we see in the machine tools is that the job shops, which are our main customers, usually small companies, they reduced its participation from 25 in 2012 to 20%. This kind of job shop, they had not yet recovered. So what we see is participation decreasing when compared to last year. What you see that grew from 2012 was machines and equipment, mainly related to the food and beverage industry and also agriculture. In the plastics machines, what we see is that packaging and home appliance are still the most representative segments. Both together amount to about 35% of the plastics machinery businesses. In the automotive, it grew when compared to 2012, but was basically deliveries concentrated in the first half of 2013. So if we analyze the whole year, it's possibly will go down by the end of this year, its participation. It will be not much more normalized to last year. In the foundry, the three main segments are trucks, wind power components, and agriculture. Those three segments grew when compared to 2012. What happened here is that the wind power components grew much more than the other and then diluted the trucks and agricultural participation, but those three segments grew in 2013 when compared to 2012, mainly the truck business due to the low base in 2012. The chart number 8, if we look at the participation of each business unit, machine tools is about 68%, plastic machinery about 14%, and castings about 18%. If you look at the bars in the right side of the dotted line, second quarter 2012, first quarter 2013, and second quarter 2013, we see a better volume in terms of revenues quarter over quarter, and also better margins that are helping us to recover profitability. In the dark blue part of this bars, you see the foreign the exports. So it's basically the revenues from BW. So in the second quarter it was 17.4 million, grew to 30 million the first quarter 2013, and 26.8 million in the second quarter 2013. Revenues of BW, I will talk in more details later on, but it's more concentrated in the second half of this year. The foreign market, what we see in the first half of 2013, that Asia represented about 29% of the exports. So Europe is still the main market, and Asia it basically comes from BW, that has its operation, about 30% of its operations related to Asian markets. The chart number 10, this is the order entry and order backlog. What we see in the second quarter 2013 when compared to the first quarter, the second quarter 2012, growth of about 19%, mainly in the machinery businesses, that it's a more moderate growth as we expected. In the semester over semesters, the order entry grew about 16.7%. And the order backlog by the end of the second quarter is 330 million, which is a solid backlog for the following quarter's results. The chart number 11, that's the cost of goods sold structure. What we see in the first half of 2013 compared to the first half of 2012, even though our production volume is lower in 2013 due to the restructuring and the operation efficiency projects, we kept the distribution, also the more fixed expenses like depreciation and general expenses. What we see is that metals increase its participation from 10% to 12%, but it's mainly because the foundry business grew more than the other two businesses, so it has more pig iron in its cost structure, so that's why it increased from 10% to 12%. The chart number 12, the profitability. If you take a look at the three quarters in the right side of the dotted line, the second quarter 2012, first quarter 2013, and second quarter 2013, we see a significant improvement in the gross margin. This is due to the weaker real, that our products are more competitive because our competitors are mainly imported machines, but also the several measures in terms of operational efficiency taking the last couple of years. So the gross margin increased from 20.3% to 28% in the second quarter 2013. And if you look at the previous quarter, it increased from 25.8% to 20%, which shows our consistent recovery quarter over quarter. Talking about operating margin, the same happened. The gross margin increased. We increased a little bit of volume. Then it was reflected in the operating margin that improved from minus 28.8% in the second quarter 2012 to positive 2.2% in the second quarter 2013. Operating expenses are under control. Also, what we can see is that the delinquency volume is not growing as fast as it was in the last 18 months. So the level of bad debt provision is now decreasing. The level of the new recognitions, what gives us a better scenario in terms of margin. The chart number 13, the EBITDA margin, the reasons for the improvement are the same as mentioned before. What we like to highlight here is that this quarter, the EBITDA was 11.7 million, 7.7% positive. that when compared to the second quarter of 2012, that was minus 20.2%. So it means that we are generating cash, and then we see that we are also decreasing net debt position in the next charts. And net profit, we had net losses since the fourth quarter 2011, and in this second quarter 2013, we reached 5.1 million of net profit. So it's the first quarter since the first quarter 2011 that we reached profit, which represented 3.4% of the net operating revenues. In the chart number 14, here's the profitability by business units. What we saw for the whole company is what we see for business units. In machine tools, gross margin improving in the first half to 2013 when compared to the first half 2012, from 28.7 to 32.4, and EBITDA improving from minus 1.3 to 9.3%. Even though the volume did not grow too much, this is the price. The prices are being gradually recovered due to the weaker real and the several operational efficiency measures we have taken since last year. The plastics machinery, what we see here is also an improvement in terms of gross margin and EBITDA margin, still negative, minus 8.5%. Here is in each business unit you have a minimum level of operating expenses to run the business. It means that we did not reach the break-even yet, but however we are working on to improve a little bit of volume, get better margins, and then balance the EBITDA in a break-even point or in a slightly positive EBITDA margin. In the casting business, we saw in this first half 2013 a positive EBITDA of 2.3%. Revenues increased from 39.7 million the first half 2012 to 52.7 million reais in the first half 2013. So it means that production was higher in the first quarter, in the first half of 2013, what diluted better the fixed costs and fixed expenses. So we improved from minus 16.4% EBITDA margin in the first half of 2012 to positive 2.3% in the first half of 2013. This volume is basically due to the truck business, wind power components, and also agriculture equipment that we supply in the foundry business. In the chart number 15, we have the net cash, or in our situation, our net debt position. What we see that we have payments in the second half of 2013 of 40.6 million, have a cash position of 86.7 million. So for the short term, we are quite well balanced. Our net debt by the end of June was 121.6 million reais. If we take a look at the chart, we see the net debt position improving since third quarter 2012. We are generating cash by reducing our inventories, by reducing our lead time production, has a lower level of working capital consumption. So we are confident that this trend of a better net debt will continue in the following quarters. The chart number 16, this is Burkhardt & Weber, the acquisition we concluded in the January 2012. What we see is that, as Livaldo mentioned in the beginning of this web conference, the revenues of BW are much more concentrated this year in the second half of the year. So even though BW presented a net a loss of 879,000 euros in the first half this year, we expect a positive result in the second half. Then in an annual position would reach positive results. What's important to mention here is that when we look at the balance sheet, we see the inventories growing in the second quarter of this year. So the cash was consumed. However, it's because BW is now producing the products that will be delivered in the second half, where the revenues are more concentrated this year. And then when I deliver the machines, I cash in, usually BW cashes in about 60%. So what we expect is that the inventories will be delivered and the cash will be received, so you present a better cash position by the end of the second half of this year. Chart number 17, we have the main figures of Romy Italy, the discontinued operations. We see that this operation brought negative EBITDAs since 2012. We see the second quarter minus 3.4 million reais, the first quarter minus 2.2, and the second quarter 2013 minus 8.7. Here it increased because we are now having expenses with the liquidation process, and then every time we know about amount that will be employed in this liquidation process, we of course recognize an accounts payable or accounts provision in the financial statements to cover the amount that will be expended. So what we see here is that this process will take about a year to be concluded in our best estimate. But here, Rome Italy also has a few assets, mainly buildings and land, that can be sold during the liquidation process to fully or partially cover the liquidation losses or expenses that we will have in the following quarters. The chart number 18, here's the share performance. In the last 24 months, we are basically performing pretty close from the Ibovespa performance. We are much more cyclical than the index. However, it's in the last 24 months, it's basically the same performance. I'd like to thank you for participating in our web conference. Now we'll be available for the Q&A session. And thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press the star key followed by the one key on your touchtone phone now. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, press star 2. I would like to mention that today's conference call is being held exclusively for financial analysts and investors. Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you would like to pose a question, please press the star key followed by the one key on your touchtone phone. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, press star 2. As there are no questions, I'd like to invite Mr. Livaldo dos Santos to proceed with his closing statements. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you to everybody for the participation of this conference call. Have a nice day. Thank you. Bye.
This concludes Romy's quarter earnings results conference call for today. Thank you very much for your participation. You may now disconnect.